Everybody in rich experience? As you can tell from my my authentic Kraft lab coat, this is actually from when I used to work at Kraft Foods, you know? I used to work there as a food scientist, you know, of foods of the future, things like that, you know? I temped there for quite a long time, you know? I worked on the Nabisco project, which is kind of bizarre, because Kraft bought Nabisco when I was working there, and Nabisco's like, don't fuck with the Oreo, man, don't fuck with the Oreo, whatever you do, don't mess with the formula. And so what they do, they gave me the, you know, they gave me the Oreo, and Kraft's like, well, just do whatever you want with it, man, just do whatever you want, do something with it. So I cast it in this orange flavoring, into the center, the filling of the Oreo cookie. You couldn't see it or smell any difference, you know, but when you tasted it, it gave you this nice orange flavor, you know. And the key was, when you ate your first one, it didn't taste that good. The second one was a little bit better, but the third one, you know, the release factor would kick in, and the little things start popping in your mouth, you know, the orange flavor and the chocolate just messed. And as long as you just keep shoving them down your throat, man, you're good to go. Yeah, and then like the average time that someone opens like one of those big packages of Oreos to completion is actually 20 minutes. 20 minutes in the average household. And they were afraid people were going to sue them for being obese and shit. I don't know if that's ever going to happen. Am I? But I was there one Friday, and I went on Thursday night, got hammered, got to work on time, actually, and I was making this cheese, but it wasn't really a cheese. It was a fat matrix, you know, of a conglomeration of fats. And in these fats, they put this thing called cheese tang, a little cheesy flavoring. And the idea was they wanted to put it in a Triscuit or a Ritz cracker, you know, and as you ate your little cracker and stuff, it gave this nice cheesy flavor and kind of lubricated the esophagus as it went down. You know, it kind of lubricated the esophagus. It was pretty disgusting, you know. I was sitting there making bats of this stuff. It's all spinning around. I started singing this little song that I wrote at work, you know, because I had nothing else to do. I couldn't listen to the radio or nothing, you know, so I just sit there and make up these goofy little fucking songs, you know. So I started singing my song, and it went like this. You know, I've had many girlfriends in life. My first one was a lawyer, you know, she thought my life was, made me feel like I was just like this big, you know. My second one, she was into heavy metal, you know, and my third one was a Japanese major, and then my fourth one was actually Japanese, which was really awesome. It's about the girlfriend I never had, girlfriend number 8. Hanging out with number 8, having fun, I'm feeling great, I'm hanging out with number 8. Ah, this next song's about pets, you know? Everybody has a dog or a cat or some fish thing, you know? But it's about the pets that people don't think about, you know? Your little lizards or snakes or turtles of the world. You know, they have lives, they love, you know? They have fun, they jump around, you know? They play fetch and stuff like that. It's a place called the Reptile Swap up in Barrington, Illinois, where I used to go all the time and see all the weird critters, you know? You can swap out your reptile for something new. Reptile swap, reptile swap, everybody go to the reptile swap, reptile swap, reptile swap, everybody go to the reptile swap, reptile swap, reptile swap, everybody go to the reptile swap, reptile swap, reptile swap, everybody go to the reptile swap. If reptile's what you wanna do, reptile swap's the place for you. Alligators, lizards, turtles, snakes, all kind of critters run about the place. Australian video dragons, leprechauns too. Come here to your reptile swap, reptile swap. Everybody go to the reptile swap, reptile swap, reptile swap. Everybody go to the reptile swap. Yeehaw! With me, reptile swap, a place for you. Yeehaw! With me, a reptile swap for you and me. If reptile's what you want to do, reptile swap's the place for you. Millions of reptiles, reptiles for me. Millions of reptiles, reptiles for free. Just around the block. This girl had this house, and in this house, it was really nice. You go in there, it was a really nice house, and she had this one room that was painted all red. And in this room, she had these dolls, you know. I mean, dolls are cool and stuff, but she had, like, the heads of dolls, you know, without the bodies. I mean, there's the heads, and they're all mangled in some weird way, you know. I mean, some were, like, torn apart. Others were sewn back together with twine, and some were half-melted and shit. It was just really weird, man. Everywhere I look, there's these freaky, freaky doll heads. Why in the world does she have these freaky, freaky doll heads? These freaky, 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 freaky doll heads. Freaky, freaky doll heads, freaky, freaky doll heads. Everywhere I look, these freaky, freaky doll heads, freaky, freaky doll heads, freaky, freaky doll heads. Why in the world do you see these freaky, freaky doll heads? Thank you. This song's about being at work. It's been really nice, you know, because I actually had to work this week, but there's nobody there. It's like the only sole person in the place, you know. And I didn't have to, like, act like I usually do when I go to work and smile and say good morning to everybody, you know. I feel like shit or I'm tired, you know, I just don't want to be there. But, you know, when you're at work, you got to be nice to everybody. You got to smile and say, hey, how are you? I'm fine. How are you doing? I'm doing great. So good to see you. Good morning. A song called Work Face. I got my work face on. I got my work face on. Work face on. I got work face on. Hey there, how are you? I'm fine. How are you? I got my work face on. I got work face on. Work face on. Work face on. Hey there, how are you? I'm fine. work face on. Work face on. Can I work face on? Work face on. Asshole. Dweeb. Dumbass. Jerk. Kiss their ass. Kiss his ass. Kiss your ass. Kiss my ass. Drive the evolution show. Mitochondria drive the human dynamo. Attraction. The smell of DNA. Consciousness. The fourth dimensional wave. Is it love or chemicals in my brain? Space behind the wall, you know, this little hole in the wall where you crawl into the attic area, you know, and just hang out, you know. And in that area, I had like a Playboy stashed in there. This little girl in fourth grade I used to think about all the time. You know, like, yeah? Welcome to my crawl. Slide on into my crawl space, baby. Pouring dead critters all over the place. Welcome to my crawl space. You're so cute with your tight little braids. You're the hottest girl in the fourth grade. Welcome to my crawl space. Slide it into my crawl space, baby. Thank you. I saw Ed showed up. I'm like, Ed, that was sweet, man. It was a song about, I was unemployed after the craft incident, and I was laying in bed, you know, and I didn't have to go to work anymore, but I woke up at 8 o'clock as usual anyway, you know, I'm wide awake. And I'm sitting there, and here comes my little cat, you know, he comes up, and he starts licking my face, and he's licking my face, you know, I'm like, what am I supposed to do today, you know, and this cat, he's got a little funk to him, he kind of smells a little bad, you know, so I'm like, well, I'll give him a bath, I'll wash the cat off, you know, that's what I'll do, and like, so I take the cat, and I put him in the bathtub, you know, and I turn the shower on, and I take the palm olive out, and I just start hosing him down, the little sucker, you know, just hose him down. Then I had to bathe the rest of the cats because, you know, they don't want to get jealous or anything. You know, what do you do when nature ones are wild on you, you know, when your dog won't behave, you know, and say he's got your shoe, he's running around, he's shaking it apart, you take the shoe away from the dog and put it somewhere high, you can't get it. You look around, he's peeing on your jacket, you know, he's taking a piss on your jacket, you know, what do you do? It's a song about a man with a pet monkey. Monkey, monkey in my soup, monkey, monkey taking a poop, monkey, monkey in my soup, monkey, monkey taking a poop. Funky monkey in my soup, funky monkey taking a poop, funky monkey in my soup, funky monkey taking a poop. Thank you. Ooh, yeah. This is a song about life, death, and redemption. You know, I was heading to work and I was late one day and I was walking outside, I didn't have time for breakfast, but, you know, I came outside and I saw this thing on the ground, this little, like, lifesaver, it's a green one, actually, and all these little ants just running all over, all these little ants, you know. And I was like, you know, what am I going to do, you know, I was looking at, you know, here comes this little kid hanging onto his mom's head, you know, just cruising around, you know, he's cruising right at, he's looking at, you know, I'm looking at him, he picks up his foot like he's going to step on this thing, smush it, you know, and his mom, like, pulls him away at the last minute, just kind of yanks him away. So I was thinking, you know, should I eat it? Should I step on it?
Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't. Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't. Maybe I step on you. Step on you, step on you. Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't.
So I'm coming home from work, you know. Just rain, you know, outside. All these little worms just crawling across the sidewalk, you know. I'm like, little worm, man, why don't you underground, you know, hang out with your little wormy friends, you know.
Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't. Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't. Maybe I step on you.
you know, just climbing up, you know. Those up leaves right down in front of you, you know. Stirs up maybe those big green eyes.
Maybe I step on you. It's like when it's raining outside, you come inside, it's nice and clean floor, you make this little squeaky sound with your shoes, you know? This guy's problem is he makes a sound all the time. No one knows why or how he does it, just does. They call me Mr. Squeaky, because I squeakies when I walks. They call me Mr. Squeaky, because I squeakies when I walks. All the girls, they hear me coming, and they know when I'm around. They call me Mr. Squeaky, because I make the squeaky sound.
Nintendo DS for Christmas, you know, and she didn't want it, you know, she didn't like it. I don't like this thing, but I got her this game called Puzzle Quest, you know, and now she can't stop playing the fucking thing just all the time, you know? Jump, jump. I come to your house, I jump in your head. Where are my coins? my last and final song of the evening. It's something that I love to do. It's getting out there on the... I'm a longboard, you know, so self-explanatory. But you know, I like to do the skateboarding thing. You know, it's been kind of rainy and slushy and shit, you know, and it makes the bearings kind of stick and crap, you know. It's rough, but, you know, if you're a real skateboarder, you get out there anyway, man. You punch it. You push the limits, you know. Skateboarding, skateboarding, I wanna go. Skateboarding, skateboarding, I wanna go. Skateboarding, hell yeah. Skateboarding, skateboarding, I wanna go. Skateboarding, hell yeah. Ride that concrete wave. Skateboarding, skateboarding, I wanna go. Skateboarding, hell yeah. Free CDs on that table over there. Anybody wants one? Help yourself. Thank you.